Well, the latest behavioural research for public health indicates that our daily social activity has increased across multiple locations. The ESRI Social Activity Monitor shows that on average each person met with 4.3 people from outside their household on the last week of September. We can talk to Dr. Deirdre Robertson from the ESRI Behavioural Research Unit. A very good afternoon to you, Dr. Robertson. Thanks for taking our call this afternoon. Now, I know that your data, the research you do, does feed into the discussions that take place at NPHET. And what you've been finding, I suppose, unsurprisingly, is that as the vaccination is rolled out, as some restrictions have been eased, we're all meeting up a lot more.
Yeah, exactly. You're right. So we've been doing this since January every 2 weeks. And the latest data we have is from the end of September. We ask people about where they're going and what they're doing while they're there. So you mentioned that people are meeting over 4 people from outside their household at the moment. So if we compare that to January, it was only around 2. So the number of people that we're meeting has doubled. And you mentioned workplaces earlier as well. In the past week, more than 40% of the population had visited a workplace and more than 50% had gone to a pub, restaurant, or cafe. So there's never been at any stage of the pandemic a huge shift in one activity or the other. But what's happened is there's just been steady increases over the past 9 months as people get vaccinated and as restrictions have been lifted.
And this is a higher level of social interaction than at any time, is that right, since the start of last year?
Well, we have actually only been collecting this data from January, but I think if you look at the Amoric data where they've been asking people about things they're doing, like staying home or going out, there have been dips in that and then increases. So, for example, last summer or the summer before last, there was an increase in activity when cases were lower that then decreased again when we got into the winter season. So I can't say for sure that it's the highest at every point, but it's certainly increased.
And another aspect of the research you're finding is that people are admitting to, that you're asking them the question, to less hand washing, less mask wearing, less social distancing.
Yeah, so we ask people both about what they're doing with those type of measures and also how they feel that, what type of risk they have taken, whether they feel they've taken any risk. And we do see that people are actually recognising that they have taken a bit more risk. So it hasn't been a huge increase again, but people who weren't taking any risk back in January tend to have increased a little bit and recognise when they go to big events or when they take public transport, for example, that that is a riskier behaviour than not having done those things. There is a recognition as well in the population that there's more risk.
You've reported before that one of the big drivers of behaviour is people's level of fear, how concerned they are. And you're finding, I suppose, again, unsurprisingly, that most people, although not all, are less fearful now at this point in the pandemic.
Yeah, exactly. So it might sound obvious that worry is the big driver of behaviour, but we also look at lots of other things, like how likely people thought they were going to get caught, for example, when they did something that was against the restrictions. And those factors didn't have any impact on behaviour. It was actually people's individual level of worry. And we found, unsurprisingly, that since January, worry has gone down, but not as much as you might expect. So it's still around 6 on a scale of 1 to 10. But what is quite surprising is the huge range in worry that we see. So we still see that nearly a third of people are giving a score of 8 or over on a 1 to 10 scale of how worried they are about it. And that doesn't really differ by age or by gender in the population. So there's a significant proportion of the population who remain very worried, and then most have some awareness and still remain a bit worried about COVID.
You've also asked people about what their expectations are, their hopes perhaps for the easing of restrictions. What are they saying to you about that?
So when we last asked people, which was the last week in September, we found that over 70% expected some easing in October, which is unsurprising given we knew the October 22nd date. Now, this data was collected before announcements that some of that might be halted. So we'll have to look at the next wave then to see how that has changed.
What about vaccine uptake? Are you able to add anything to our understanding of why there's still a cohort of people who are resisting or hesitant?
We did research back in January about how people understood and what they felt about the vaccine. And what we found was that the main distinguishing feature between people who said they wanted to get vaccinated and those who didn't was actually knowledge about the vaccine and awareness of the benefits of it. So awareness that it would protect you from COVID-19. Now, this was collected before the vaccination rollout began in earnest. And what we saw when we were collecting this tracking data is that it tended to be that people who were in the unsure sure category when offered the vaccine moved into the yes, I'll take it or yes, I took it category. So most people who are unsure have now taken it, and it remains a relatively small proportion of the population who say they definitely won't.
So that from what you're saying then would suggest that that will be a very hard remaining group of population to persuade to be vaccinated.
I think it's possible, yes. I mean, we did find that the same factors applied, so less knowledge vaccine and a lack of awareness of the benefits. So it's possible. And also watching less coverage about COVID-19. So all the same lessons about communicating to people probably apply to that group, but there probably is a small group who will not get vaccinated.
Deirdre Robertson from the ESRI, thank you very much.